Next year, Michael Jackson will face multiple charges of child molestation. In 1993, he faced similar accusations, and out-of-court settlements saw the case dropped. For many, his work since then holds many clues to the inner workings of Michael Jackson's mind.
Some of Michael Jackson's videos are sometimes quite alarming to watch because they seem to be realizations of some kind of grandiose delusion.
Watching the Earth Song promo, his sentiments are good. It would be lovely to be able to heal the world and to have elephants coming back to life, but Michael Jackson puts himself right in the center of that, and it's almost as if he's a kind of conduit for that, like as if he's Jesus or as if he's God, as if he has the power to be able to heal the world. It's slightly disturbing, I felt, to watch that, because it showed a degree of megalomania that is almost pathological.
I wish that every rock star performer believed that they were on a mission from God, that they could actually use their body of work for some healing, godly purpose. The problem is when they start thinking they are God rather than on a mission from God. That's the problem. And particularly the videos that Sony made for, I believe, the History album, and he has thousands of military troops that march with him, and he has this gargantuan statue. And then slowly the statue was unveiled by these helicopters. And it's very disturbing. It's almost like the kind of video that a cult leader would make. And I remember looking at Michael and saying, this isn't the Michael Jackson I know. This is not healthy.
Inflated egos and megalomania in pop stars are nothing new. But the world's biggest superstar may be about to take the biggest fall in entertainment history. The Santa Barbara prosecutor and police are saying, you know what, Michael Jackson, I don't care who you've pushed around before. I don't care about your money and fame. We're in charge, and we're going to stop you now.